first mobile phone manners. People shouting into their mobiles on trains or in other public spaces is one thing, and something I guess we've all had to get used to. But I was thinking about the way they intrude into our more intimate and private moments, and how added functions such as text messaging and now email are making a bad situation worse. Going for lunch with a friend and seeing the friend slap their mobile down on the table. I mean, what does that say? Now, to me, that says no matter how much we're going to enjoy our food, something more important than you might crop up at any moment, and then I'll just have to break away and deal with it. And that is rude. What about going to a meeting or a social gathering and then surreptitiously texting or emailing your mates or colleagues elsewhere? Doesn't that say, I couldn't give a monkey's what's going on here, I'm more interested in who I'm texting? 9 out of 10 of us own a mobile. Only 1 in 4 say they're addicted. Does that sound about right to you? I reckon it's probably more. 2/3 of us now turn up late to meet friends because rather than hurry up, we just send a I'll be a few minutes late text. And 7 out of 10 of us say mobiles have made it easier for us to lie. So are they making us ruder, Lowry?
No, I put my mobile on the table at lunch.
Do you?
Yes.
I think that's really out of order.
I know, I'm freelance, and if that phone rings with some work, I'm going to pick it up because I've got to earn a living.
20 years ago, you just have to wait and pick up a message at home or wait for a delivery.
And they would have waited, but now they don't wait. And if you don't pick up, they phone somebody else. So that is the reality. And for a lot of people, that's true. I've also got children, which means that it might be the school ringing me